In your Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 5.
请大家今天早上翻到圣经翻到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Just for a little background, we will begin with verse 23.
这是今天我们的背景，是在第23节。
Ephesians 5, verse 23.For the husband is the head of the house, is head of the wife, as Christ also is head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body.
以弗所书五章二十三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands,And everything.
二十四节，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for her.
二十五节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Verse 26, that he might sanctify her.Having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
二十六节，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless.
二十七节，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
First Corinthians,
格林多前书
chapter 1, verse 18,
第一章第十八节。
First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18, for the word of the cross.Is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
格林多前书一章十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Verse 22, for indeed, Jews ask for signs, Greeks search for wisdom, but Paul says, we preach Christ crucified.To Jews, a stumbling block. To Gentiles, foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God.
第二十二节，犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
First Corinthians 2, verse 2.
格林多前书二章二节。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
使徒行传第一章第四节。
How is the Lord going to build this glorious church?
主怎么样来建造这个荣耀的教会呢？
How are we to become a glorious people?
我们怎么样成为荣耀的子民呢？
Verse 4.
第四节。
And gathering them together, Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait.For what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard from me.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
Verse 5, for John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
第五节，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日。你们要受圣灵的洗。
Verse 8,
第八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, even to the remotest parts of the earth.
第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Father, we're thankful that you've invited us to your table this morning.
父啊，感谢您今天早上邀请我们到您的桌子面前。
To begin the week remembering you.
在这个周的开始，我们就可以来纪念您。
Our source of power.
我们所有能力的泉源。
Our source of strength.
我们力量的泉源。
Our source of forgiveness.
我们可以饶恕的泉源。
We're thankful that you have given us your word.
感谢您把您的话语赐给我们。
Break your word.
主啊，愿您把话语拨开。
May our minds be open.
愿我们的心可以打开。
May our hearts be soft.
愿我们的心是柔软的。
And may we hear the still, small, sweet voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
所以我们可以听到圣灵那微小的声音对我们讲。
Thank you for the grace for speaking and translation.
感谢您，求您的恩典来覆盖讲的跟翻译的。
And the grace for hearing.
还有听的。
We worship you.
我们敬拜您。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Every time I read those words, glorious church, I often ask myself, do I have a clue of what that means?
每一次我读到这件事就是关于荣耀的教会，我都要问自己，到底我了不了解这件事。
We often use words like glory, glorious, and really don't have a clue of what that means.
经常我们在使用荣耀这个词，但其实并不知道里面的意义。
But in a small sense, glory represents the preeminence of God.
在狭义里面，荣耀是代表神的主宰。
God has his first place.
神的超越是他居首位。
God is there in fullness.
他是完美完全的，是丰满的。
Where there is glory, God has stamped His mark of approval upon that situation, that people.
如果在荣耀里面，神要用印证明这是属于他的，是属于他的子民。
Just like He said to the Lord Jesus on Mount Transfiguration, He says, "This delights Me." That's glory.
就像父在变化山上曾经说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When God is God, there is glory.
当神得喜悦的时候，那就是荣耀的地方。
When He has first place in our lives, then it's glorious.
当他在我们的生命里面来做主宰的时候，居首位，那就是荣耀。
And everything that God has ever done has pointed us, He's had this one objective in His mind, is to have a glorious people.
那神在我们生命里面要做的也是这件事，让我们成为荣耀的一些人。
A people that look just exactly to his son, like his son.
这一群人完全是像他的儿子一样。
A forgiving people.
是一群可以饶恕的人。
A caring people.
是一群心里面有关怀的人。
A compassionate people.
是一群怜悯的人。
A people that love him and love one another.
这一群人他们彼此相爱也来爱主。
None of us are born with this characteristic.
我们之中没有人生下来就有这样的性情。
Even when we're born again, often we have very little resemblance to the Lord Jesus.
甚至在得救之后，我们里面也没有反映主基督。
Nevertheless, it's His will that we be and look like Him.
但是愿意我们有这个意愿来像他。
And all through history, He is doing and has done a number of things to accomplish this one objective is to have a people.That love him.
在历世历代以来，他一直在做这一件事。他的目的就是有一群人可以来爱他。
This is no small work.
这不是一个很小的工作。
At the time of Noah, everyone was degenerate except for one family.
在挪亚的时代，所有的人都堕落，只有一个家庭。
And at that time, God did something very unusual.
在那个时候，神做了一件不寻常的事。
He said, "I will start anew."
他说我要重新开始。
Because I will have my objective.
因为我有我的目的。
And what he did was destroy everyone on the face of the earth except the one righteous family.
那他所做的就是在这个世上 来毁灭了所有的人，除了那个家庭。
We are no value to God or the Lord Jesus if we are not into His purpose.
如果我们不能来完成神的意愿的话，在世上我们还有什么价值呢？
We might be very successful people.
也许我们在世上很成功。
We might have very prestigious jobs.
也许我们的工作是非常的好。
We might be in science and come up with a cure for cancer tomorrow.
可能我们在科学的领域，甚至来发现了治疗癌症的药。
Men through all history would then praise us for this great accomplishment.
那在历史上，也许很多人会来称颂我们的成就。
But in God's economy, which is forever and ever and ever, it has no value.
但是在神永远的这个世界里面，我们的这样的事都没有价值。
Making great sums of money has no value in God's eyes.
在神的眼里，我们有许多的钱财也没有价值。
There was a rich man mentioned in the Bible, and he went to hell.
有一个财主在圣经里面，但是这个人却去了地狱。
And the poor man that used to beg for crumbs at his gate went to heaven.
但是一个穷人在富人家门口来乞讨的，却上了天堂。
God's economy is totally different than what man's is.
神的这个规则完全跟人的是不一样的。
And God'swill be accomplished.
神的旨意一定会被成就。
With or without us.
或者我们在里面，或者我们不在里面。
And starting with that flood and all through the Old Testament and the last 2,000 years, God has been working towards this purpose.
从这个洪水开始，在旧约的时代，甚至今天新约的时代，神一直在做这件事。
And the way he has been working has been behind the scenes.
但是神的工作都是在背后的。
In fact, in the Old Testament, it's kept a very close secret, a mystery.
在旧约的时代，这成了一个奥秘。
Every once in a while, God would drop a little hint as to what he is after and what he is doing.
那时不时的，神会把他的这样的旨意向人来启示。
But at a very unusual time in history, God began to reveal his objective in a very open way.
在不寻常的时候，神会把他的旨意完全的向人打开。
The Greeks in 500 BC were the dominant people.
在公元前500年的时候，希腊人是当时统治的一群人。
And they were very much into mind thinking and philosophy.
他们在哲学，在人的思想上面有很高的成就。
And they were followed by the Roman Empire.
之后来的帝国就是罗马帝国。
And for 1,000 years, the Romans ruled really what was known as the known earth.
在之后1,000年的时间，罗马就来统治这个世界。
And right in the middle of that empire,
那在这个国度的中间的时代，
God calls it the fullness of time.
在神的日期满足的一个时代。
We would never think of it as the fullness of time, probably in our thinking.
在我们的感觉里面，我们并不觉得那个是时间满足的时候。
Rome was a godless people. They were godless.
这些人是不得神喜悦的人。
And God chose this time in history to begin to open the secret as to what was on his heart.
但是就在那个时候，神却选了那个时候来启示他心里面的那个目的。
And in the fullness of time, he sent his son.
在时间满足的时候，他把他的儿子送到这个世
上。His son as a helpless, totally dependent baby on someone else.
这个主他来到是作为一个完全无助的婴儿来到这个世上。
And even through that baby being born, he began to reveal to us the way in which all of us were going to enter into his kingdom.
借着这个婴儿的出生，他也向我们启示我们怎样进入这个天国。
And everything about the Lord's life we see is different than the way man thinks.
在主耶稣他一切的生活生命里面，我们所看到的都是与我们不一样。
His was an emptying. His was an emptying of his glory in heaven.
他舍弃了他天上的荣耀，完全倒空自己。
We're often graspingfor position and power, his was an emptying.
我们呢是完全是用手去抓地位抓荣耀，但他却把他自己倒空。
His whole life was a turning the table on what man normally thinks is right.
他一生的时候就把人所有的价值观完全的推转。
He did not come as the Lion of Judah, the King, the Lion of Judah.
他并不是以一个王的形象，以犹大的狮子的形象出现。
He came as a helpless babe.
他是作为一个无助的婴儿。
This mark was upon him even from the foundation of the earth.
在他身上的记号在创世以前就已经有了。
From the foundation of the earth, there was this name given to him, the Lamb of God.
从创世以来，他就有一个名字是神的羔羊。
And the very spirit of Lamb fills this man's life.
羔羊的性情就在这个人的里面。
And this became the foundation, the pillar, the cornerstone of the church.
这就是建造的根基，是教会的教会的柱子。
And God allowed the Lord Jesus to live here 33.5 years the right way to show all of us exactly the way.
那神让耶稣在这个地上33年半，就是要来向我们启示他的这条道路是什么。
But we needed more than being shown the way.
但是我们需要的还不止这条路向我们显现。
We had to have a lot subtracted from us to begin with.
我们首先需要被吸引。
And that is what we call sin.
哦，我们里面首先是有罪的人。
And the Lord bore that sin.
那神为我们解决了这件事，担去了这些罪孽。
He took that sin and put it upon himself.
主把这些罪孽担到自己的身上。
And then he replaced it with his life.
然后他用他的生命来做交换给了我们。
And now we have God's life.
现在我们有神的生命。
Now we have the potential of being kind.
现在我们就有可能来有恩慈。
Of having joy, which we sang so much of this morning.
也可以有喜乐，像我们今天早上在诗歌里面所唱的。
Peace in a very unrestful world.
在这个没有安定的世界里面，却有里面的平安。
But with most believers, this is only theory.
但对很多的信徒来讲，这只是一个理论。
Most of us have not come in to the reality of the power of that life.
许多在我们中间的，并没有来进入这个生命的能力里面。
We know the words of the cross.
我们知道关于十字架的这些圣经。
Those words are important. Justification.
这些话语是非常重要，比如称义。
Just as if I had not sinned.
就像我完全没有犯过罪一样。
That's the way God looks at us when we receive Christ.
当我们接受主耶稣的时候，这就是神怎么看我们。
Second word of the cross, sanctified. We have been separated from this world.
第二个词就是圣别，我们已经从这个世界被分别出来。
Three, we've been delivered from the power of sin.
第三个词就是我们已经从罪的权势里面被释放出来。
And we now can pray as we have victory over the powers and the principalities of darkness.
现在我们可以祷告说，神已经得胜，胜过所有的黑暗的权势。
But do we today, are we experiencing that power?
但是今天我们是不是能够来经历这样的能力呢?
Is there truly a resemblance between our life and the life of the Lord Jesus?
在我们的生命跟主耶稣的生命里面有没有相像的地方呢?
How did Jesus guarantee? How did he provide in such a way that we can have the same life?
那神怎么样来在我们的身上也做成，让我们有这样的确据，可以像他的生命一样呢?
And that's what we want to talk about this morning.
这就是今天早上我们要来
coming in to that same life,
就是进入同样的一个生命。
So that Jesus could say, "It's best that I go to my Father."
所以耶稣可以说，我去是为了你们的好处。
At this point, disciples, I am the only one around here walking in the Spirit.
啊，因为当时虽然门徒在他周围，但主耶稣是唯一一个在圣灵里面行走。
And I want to clarify, he did not say that.In a demeaning and in a degrading way.
啊，那我要在这里澄清，主耶稣这么讲，并不是来轻视这些人。
Every time the Lord Jesus spoke, he spoke with great compassion and agonizing concern for the person.
每一次耶稣开口的时候，都是带着极大的怜悯，是极大的一个负担对着对方。
Paul says, "I preach Christ and Him crucified."
保罗说，我只传基督并他钉十字架。
We've said it many times. Paul summed up his 13 books in the New Testament by two words: Christ crucified.
我以前也提到，保罗在13卷书信里面。完全的总结在这两个词，就是基督并他钉十字架。
And if you would like to add another very important word to that Christ crucified,
如果我们还要再加上一个重要的词的话
，Remember that Christ is not just a head; he has a body.
我们要记得，基督并不只是头，他还有一个身体。
We are his body, the church.
我们就是他的身体，是教会。
So when we say the word Christ.We have Christ, His body, the church, crucified.
那我们提到基督并他钉十字架，也包括教会在里面。
Or we could say Christ, the cross, the church.
或者我们说基督十字架教会。
Sort of putting it in the order in which it's going to come about.
这就是将要发生事的次序。
Christ, the Lord Jesus, the cornerstone, the chief pillar.
基督主耶稣就是房角石，房角的头块石头。
The glorious cross，
然后是荣耀的十字架。
I hate to make excuses for the cross。
我很不想为十字架找一些借口。
But every once in a while, someone comes up to me and they wince and say, "You're not going to talk about the cross today. That's so boring."
有人。找到我就说今天你又要讲十字架吗是这么的烦闷
Or it's so sad
这么的悲哀
Brothers and sisters, the cross is the most glorious subject outside of Christ himself in the whole Bible
弟兄姐妹们在基督以外在圣经里面最荣耀的一个题目就是十字架
The cross was really the way the Lord walked for 33 and a half years
因为这是主耶稣在地上33年半所走的一条路。
He learned obedience through suffering.
他因着受苦也学会了顺服。
He daily was taking up his cross in denying himself.
他是舍己天天背起他的十字架。
And out of every time denying himself, life comes forth.
每一次他这样舍己的时候生命就从他里面出来。
A secret that we all need to learn.
这是一个我们每个人都要学的秘诀。
For when we deny ourselves,All of heaven fills our inner being.
当我们每次舍己的时候，天国就要在我们里面充满。
And the Lord Jesus is manifested.
这一次啊，每一次这样，主耶稣就被彰显出来。
And God is pleased.
神就会得喜悦。
And when there is a gathering like this that understand this and come into the reality of this, God is highly delighted.
每一次当我们这样聚集，我们一同明白、一同进入的时候，神非常的喜悦。
And God is able to bless.
然后神就可以祝福。
And it's the only time that God can really bless us.
这是唯一神可以祝福的时候。
Is when we deny ourselves.
就是当我们舍己的时候。
And out of the cross, or in the cross, we see a spirit.
在十字架里面我们看到的是一种灵。
We see a spirit of heaven itself.
我们看到天国的灵。
We see the spirit of God.
我们看到神他自己的灵。
The spirit of Christ.
就是主基督的灵。
Yes, the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
It surrounds the cross.
这是包围在十字架周围的。
Everything about the cross,Oozes with this spirit.
在十字架里面，每一件事都让我们来接触到圣灵。
It's quite interesting because the cross is actually surrounded by death.
这个是很奇怪的事，因为十字架周围应该都是死亡。
Three people being crucified sounds like pretty ghastly death to me.
有三个人被钉在十字架上，对我来讲，这是非常悲惨的一件事。
People mocking.Making fun of, spitting upon the people who are being crucified, it sounds very degenerate to me. Wicked.
周围的人在那里轻视而且吐吐沫在这些人身上，对我来讲这是非常悲惨的一个场景。
10 disciples are not there. They've already denied the Lord. The closest to the Lord have walked away. It doesn't sound good.
有十个门徒他们已经离开主到其他的地方，虽然有一个爱主的，但他也离开了。
And yet just as Noah was able to stand in that place of wickedness, the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, absolutely perfect words, perfect spirit.
主耶稣是在这样的一个情形里面被钉在那里，但是他里面出来的却是完全的话语。
The greatest testimony of Jesus were those 6 hours as he hung there.
主耶稣他最大的见证就是他被挂在十字架上那6个小时的时
间。 And we really would not have known that except that he spoke 7 words.
我们并不了解太多，但是我们知道他讲过7句话。
And in those 7 words, we see a spirit absolutely unlike any of ours.
当我们读这7句话的时候，我们会发现这话里的灵跟我们里面的灵是完全不一样的。
But that is the spirit he was talking about when he said, wait in Jerusalem.
但这个灵就是他说你们要等候的。
Don't do anything.
在耶路撒冷不要到其他，不要离开耶路撒冷。
You know, when Jesus was on this earth, often he told people when they got saved, he says, just be still. Don't say a word to anyone.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，每次有人得救，他就说，你在这里安静，不要去说，不要去做。
Why did Jesus do that?
为什么主耶稣这样做呢？
He knew there was some maturing. For one thing, he knew there was some maturing that had to occur. They had to mature first.
哦，首先他知道这些人要成熟。
It's very easy to be sophomoric, have a little bit of information, and think we're wise.
啊，我们经常是有一点点的信息就把它放大很多。
I remember when I was a sophomore in college. Unbearable.
我记得我在大学里面就有过这样的光景，是二年级的时候。
And I've lived most of my life probably in a sophomoric attitude.
那我在生命里面，我的生活这么久，都很多时候有这个二年级学生的态度。
Self-righteous moron.
是自义的一个傻瓜。
There. At the cross, there at the cross,
在十字架上
7 words came forth.
有七句话。
The first word is found in Luke 23:34.
第一句话是在路加福音23:34.
Luke 23:34.
路加福音23:34.
Let's read verse 33.
让我们从第33节开始读。
And when they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right, one on the left. Verse 34. But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上。又定了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。34节，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
The reason, brothers and sisters, that you are sitting here today as a believer, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus, is you know you are forgiven.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们可以作为一个信徒坐在这里，是因为。这句话。
Most of you have experienced something of a clean heart.
许多时候我们可以体会到一个清洁的良心。
Most of you know that we don't have to really remember our past anymore.
很多时候我们了解过去的已经都过去了。
Paul says we're to forget about our past.
保罗说忘记背后。
Paul's really, when he says that, he's saying forget about your good past.
那保罗也提到，你要把你好的过去也要忘记。
Oh, we can forget usually our bad past.
因为我们很容易把这些不好的过去忘掉。
We never forget someone who has complimented us.
但是有人称赞我们之后，我们总不会忘记。
We don't forget easily anything that we've done right, and people clap their hands for us.
当有人为我们所做的对的事来鼓掌的时候，我们也不会忘记。
Paul says, "Don't build on that. Forget that."
那保罗说，不要在这个上面建造，把它忘记掉。
It is important we do remember something of our evil past.
没错，我们记得我们这些邪恶的过去是有好处的。
Not to be guilty about it.
但不是让我们心里面来有负疚感。
It is under the blood.
因为已经被宝血遮盖了。
But to remember we are sinners left to ourselves.
那我们要记得我们曾经是罪人。
And then when you sing Amazing Grace, we can sing it with meaning.
当我们来唱惊人恩典的时候，这里面就有极大的意义。
We know that it was Amazing Grace.
我们知道，也认识这是极大的恩典。
As we were touring India last week, the last 3 weeks, one of the things that came to mind continuously.
在过去三周在印度那里巡行的时候，有一件事经常临到我。
I would ask people when I would go, "How did you get saved?"
那我经常去问那里的人，就是你是怎么样得救的
？And the person would say, "I don't know. I ended up here," and then they would tell their testimony.
他们就说我们也不清楚，但今天我就在这里。他就开始讲他的见证。
Hindu, Buddhist background.
有印度教有佛教的背景的。
No parents, no grandparents knowing the Lord.
他们的家里面父母或者祖父母没有人认识神。
God sovereignly came down and plucked them out of the fire, saved them.
但是神却在他主权里面把这些人从火里救出来。
Not of anything that we've ever done, that they have done.
他们本人并没有做什么事情。
It's an amazing thing.
因为这是一个惊人的奇异的事情。
Really saved.
他们真正的得救了。
Can converse on spiritual things.
而且我们可以在属灵的事上有交通。
Even though often many illiterate.
虽然有的时候只是在话语上面。
Not knowing how to read.
他们有的时候有的人甚至不认字。
But having a living relationship with the Lord Jesus.
但是他们却与神有一个真实的活的生命交通。
Forgiven.
因为他们被赦免了。
God has forgiven all who believe on him.
因为神已经赦免了每一个相信他的人。
This is the foundation of the church.
这是教会的基础根基。
We all shake our heads, said, "Yes, thank you, Lord."
我们经常是在这件事里面我们要说感谢主。
But here's the rub.
但是还有一件事。
Do we forgive one another?
我们是不是彼此饶恕呢？
Of course, because the church is corporate.
因为教会是一个团体。
It's just not me.
不光只是我。
My relationship with God, my God looking at me, completely depends on my relationship with you.
其实我们个人与神的关系，神与我们的关系，很多时候完全是根据于我们与周围人的关系。
And if I have one little suspicion, one little question about you, something that is not forgiven, then I am not right with God.
如果我对某一个人有疑问，对他有心里有看法的时候，我跟神之间的关系也不对了。
The church has been completely neutralized because of unforgiveness.
在教会里面经常很多的事完全的被拆毁，因为我们不能彼此饶恕。
This is so practical.
这是非常实际的事情。
It's so daily.
这是每天都可以经历的。
It is so intimate. It's so close to us in our very homes.
在我们的家里面也是这么的离我们的近。
It is so easy to carry a grudge with another member of our family.
经常我们对家庭里面另外一个成员心里面是带着这样的。
And many times, brothers and sisters, there's a good reason not to think we shouldn't forgive someone.
没错，有的时候我们有理由不去赦免一个人。
We husbands are not easy to get along with.
丈夫们其实我们不是很容易相处的人。
And yet the Bible says forgive.
但是圣经里面讲到赦免。
Incidentally, forgiveness comes before love.
在爱之前先有赦免。
In fact, it's the whole package of love. Forgiveness is a part of that package.
在爱里面有许多的方面， 但是赦免就在爱里面。
For God so loved the world that he gave and he forgave.
没错，因为神爱世人，所以他给，而且他也赦免。
And we are the recipients of that forgiveness.
那我们就是接受这个赦免恩典的人。
And when we do not forgive, God backs away from us.
当我们不能赦免其他人的时候，神就从我们面前退去。
He has given us the spirit of forgiveness.
他给了我们一个可以赦免的灵。
The spirit of forgiveness that he portrayed there on the cross.
就是他在十字架上所显出来的这个赦免的灵。
Who was he forgiving?
他赦免了谁呢?
He was forgiving his 10 disciples that had just taken off.
里面包括这十个离开他而去的门徒。
The 11th disciple completely betrayed him.
第十一个也背弃了他。
He's saying, Father, forgive Judas.
他对父神来祷告说，父啊，赦免他。
Father, forgive these soldiers that are blindly nailing me to this cross.
他说，父啊，赦免这些兵丁，他们把我钉在十字架上。
To this several people who spat upon me, forgive them.
就是这些吐唾沫在我身上的，父啊，赦免他们。
All these two criminals on both sides of me that are right now cursing me.
在我左右的这两个犯人，其中还有在这里咒骂我的。
Oh, the lowliest of man to see two criminals cursing God. Now that is low.
当我们看到这些被定的罪犯，他们还在那里咒诅神的时候，我们知道这是非常黑暗的一个情景。
But Jesus says, Father, forgive them.
但是主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
This wasn't just saying a prayer. This was from his very bottom of his heart, God agonizing. Father, forgive these people.
这并不是他外面的一个祷告，而是他里面全人在神面前呼喊。
Are there things in your family, brothers and sisters, that you do not feel that's right?
弟兄姐妹们，在您的家庭里面，有没有事情您觉得有些不对的？
Some of you parents might be suffering from a wayward child.
有的时候我们的父母因为我们儿女的悖逆而受苦。
You see in their little hearts, even as a little three-year-old, two-year-old, there is a resistance towards obedience and towards truth.
当我们看到甚至两三岁的孩子在他们里面也有一个悖逆的灵。
There is an answer. It's the spirit of the cross.
有一个答案就是十字架的灵。
From our spirit groaning to the Lord, Father, forgive my child.
就是从主来的灵在我们里面，我们可以说父啊，赦免这个孩子。
They do not realize that they are resisting you.
他们其实并没有意识到他在这里来反对你。
As a parent, it's very easy to become mad and frustrated with a child that's disobedient.
对于父母来讲，我们很容易就非常的被激怒，因为这个孩子来反对我。
We have all been guilty of judging another parent's. Parenting technique.
我们也经常为其他人，甚至有的父母，他们管教孩子的方式不对，我们也来定罪他们。
When we see their children running around, running amok, no discipline.
我们看到别人的孩子在这里跑动喊叫的时候。
We are a family.
我们就是一个家庭。
We have no right to judge another member of the family.
我们其实没有权利来定罪另外一个。
But we are commanded and we have a right to pray and ask for forgiveness.
但是神却给我们一个命令，我们也有这个权利来求赦免。
That's how the body of Christ is formed.
这就是神的身主的身体怎么样降生的故事。
It is through caring for one another.
就是借着彼此的关怀。
It's when another person's children become, as it were, your property, part of you.
当别人的孩子也成为你里面的负担的时候。
Now you say, brother, that sounds like good teaching.
那你可能说，弟兄，你讲的是很好的教训。
But how's it going to happen?
但怎么样发生呢？
Excellent question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Because none of us have a care much for another family.
因为我们里面并没有对别人关怀的一个心。
We have a little bit of maybe rightness and forgiveness for our own children.
也许对自己的孩子，我们里面有公义，有怜悯。
However, often with the wrong spirit,
虽然有的时候灵里面还是不对的。
We might have a little bit of forgiveness for one of our friends or for extended family and their children.
也许我们对某些弟兄姐妹有赦免的灵，还有他们的孩子们。
But then when it gets out a little bit further, what's wrong with those parents?
但是当范围扩大的时候，我们说，怎么样的父母？这是什么样的父母？
Look at that little brat.
看看那个小，那么小的调皮的孩子。
Brothers and sisters, I'm suggesting today that we're all responsible.
今天我要向大家建议，我们彼此都要有责任感。
Just as the Lord Jesus took responsible for those two criminals.
就像主耶稣为着这两个强盗也来担责任。
He took responsible for his 12 disciples.
他为他十二个门徒都来担责任。
He took responsibility for the Marys that were sitting there at the foot of the cross.
他也为在十字架前面的玛利亚来负责任。
And all the rest of that entourage that was in his presence.
还有就是当时在他周围的所有的人。
Yea, even down through the channels of history, before and after the crucifixion, yea, even to us, Father, forgive them.
在历史历代以来，我们啊，主耶稣都是这样来为我们来做，说父啊，赦免他们。
It is because that prayer was so sincere, coming from such a righteous person, that you and I today are forgiven.
因着这个祷告是从一个义人里面发出，是如此真诚，所以今天我们所有的罪都可以被赦免。
Thank God for the spirit of that prayer.
感谢主，就是为这个祷告的灵。
It is the foundation of your spiritual history and mine.
这就是你我属灵这个开始的一个根基。
It is no small thing.
这不是一件小事。
In Matthew 18, Peter says, Jesus, do I forgive someone seven times?
那在马太福音十八节里面，彼得说，主啊，我要不要赦免这个人七次呢？
Jesus, Peter being around the Lord Jesus for a considerable amount of time knew that the number seven would carry a little bit of weight.
彼得因为跟主在一起很久，他知道七这个数字是很有重量的。
What is the least amount of times that I have to forgive someone?
那他就问，我起码要赦免一个人多少次呢？
And Jesus came back really with a number of infinity. He says 70 times 7.
那主耶稣给他的其实是一个无限的数字，七十个七次。
70,000 times 70,000.
七万乘七万。
How many times has he forgiven you?
他赦免了你多少次呢？
How many times you've said, Lord, forgive me?
多少次你到主面前说，主啊，赦免我。
Forgive my anger.
赦免我的怒气。
And the Lord says, no, I've done it 6 times, that's it.
主有没有说，已经有六次了，没有下一次了？
No.
不会的。
And the Lord made it very clear that he keeps forgiving and forgiving and forgiving.
主他把这件事情让我们知道的非常清楚，就是他不断的来赦免。
And we are to forgive each other.
所以我们也应该彼此来饶恕。
Goes on in that story in Matthew 18.
那在马太福音十八章，如果我们继续来读的话。
There is a king who has a debtor.
那这个王呢，他有一个欠他债的人。
Millions of dollars
are
owed to the king.
有许多的许多一千万的银子。
And the king finally calls his debt in.
那这个王呢，就把他带到面前。
Pay up.
这是算账的时候。
And the man falls on his knees.
这个人就俯伏拜他。
Just like we need to.
就像我们需要来做的。
And he says, King, please forgive me.
他说，主啊，宽容我。
Give me another chance.
给我一次机会。
And the king forgave him.
然后主宽容了他。
He went out smiling.
他出去的时候脸上带着笑容。
He also had some debtors.
他也有人欠他的债。
Little tiny debtors.
但那个欠的数目却很少。
People who owed him 90-100 days worth of wages.
就是大概是900天的工价是十两银子。
Very small.
非常的小的数目。
He took the man, he says, pay up and pay up now.
然后他就掐着那个人说，你现在就要把所欠的还给我。
He punished him.
而且他在那里惩罚那个人。
No mercy.
没有怜悯。
No forgiveness.
没有饶恕。
And of course, The other workers saw this treatment.
他的同伴就看见这件事。
And they came and they told the king.
他们就来到王面前跟王讲了这件事。
And the king called him back.
这个王就把他重新带到自己面前。
And told him he needed to pay up.
然后就对他讲，就说你现在要还清你所欠的债。
Sell your wife, sell your children, sell all your possessions and pay me. I want payment now.
把你的妻子，把你的孩子，把你所有的所有都变卖掉，现在我要你还债。
Brothers and sisters, it's very serious when we do not forgive one another.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们不能彼此饶恕，这是一个非常严厉的事情。
Look at the last verse in Matthew 18.
我们来看看马太福音第十八章这一章最后的一节。
Verse 34, and his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him.
第三十四节，主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的。等他还清了所欠的债。
Verse 35.
第三十五节。
So shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
We teach our children to forgive one another.
我们教导孩子们要互相饶恕。
And I watch little children that go around and they say, Oh, please forgive me.
我就看到有孩子真是到另外一个孩子面前说啊，请你饶恕我。
They know if they don't do that, they're going to be sent upstairs to bed.
因为他知道如果不这么做，父母要惩罚让他们上楼。
There's no forgiveness from the heart.
但是他们心里并没有这个饶恕。
Only God can give us a heart of forgiveness.
只有神能给我们一个心是宽恕的。
It's one of the basic tenets, basic, most important things that we need in our heart.
这是在我们心里面一个基本的要素。
It's a forgiving heart.
就是一个饶恕的心。
Jesus was constantly forgiving.
因为主耶稣他真的是不断的在饶恕。
All different types of people came to Jesus.
在很多的时候，不同的人来到主耶稣面前。
The last to come to him,
最后来到他面前的
was the thief on the cross.
就是在十字架上的强盗。
After the thief heard him say, "Father, forgive," it changed, it softened his heart.
其中一个强盗听到主耶稣这个祷告说"父啊，赦免他们"的时候，他的心就转变了。
The Bible says that.This thief on the cross was mocking. Both of them were mocking Jesus.
当时的记载是，本来两个强盗都在这里辱骂主耶稣。
And then in sequences of events, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them."
就是因为这样的事情发生，所以主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
And the next thing we see is this one thief saying, "Have mercy upon me."
那这个时候，一个强盗突然间就可以跟主说赦免我。对我有怜悯。
Luke 23.
我们来看看路加福音23章。
Verse 22.
第42节。
And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus said to him, Truly,I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
A criminal, never done anything right, never did one thing on this earth pleasing to God.
这个罪犯在他一生并没有做什么对的事情，一生都在冒犯神。
But one, a few moments before he would die,
但是在他死去之前这几刻
，After blaspheming the Lord，
当他这样的来辱骂主耶稣之后
，Jesus turns to him and says, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
主耶稣转过来对他说，今日你就要同我在乐园里了。
That's the depth of this spirit of forgiveness.
这就是这个赦免的灵有多深。
It is so full.
是如此的丰富。
It's not something just.From the head,
并不是头脑的知识。
This is not mouthing a mannerly word,
并不是只是言语的一些堆砌。
Good manners,
并不是外面的一个好的行为。
Good citizenship,
并不是做一个好人。
This is just not to appease one another.
并不是彼此来求对方的喜悦。
No, this is a forgiveness that goes right to the heart.
这是从心里出来的一个赦免。
I forgive all of your sins.
我赦免你所有的罪。
Jesus understood man.
主耶稣他了解人。
He comes with great compassion to us today.
今天他对我们也蛮有怜悯。
He does not want to come with a big stick.
他并不是来手里带着一个权杖。
But he will not allow anything less than the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the cross to be accepted in his economy.
但是他要成就的就是在这个赦免的灵里面我们也完全的得着而且也我们也有这样赦免的灵。
His church and his kingdom will be filled with a forgiving spirit.
他愿意他的教会他的国度里面充满了就是这赦免的灵。
And then the Father is satisfied.
当这样的事情成就的时候父就要完全的得满足。
The second word is all about grace.
第二句话完全是关乎恩典。
I thought maybe we would look at all seven words today.
我原本是想今天我们来读所有的七句话。
But I think we can just go home with this one word, forgiveness.
但是今天也许我们回家只带着一个词回去就是赦免。
And practice it all week.
然后我们整个这一周都来体会来实行这件事。
God puts us in a perfect environment to practice the spirit of forgiveness.
神把我们放在一个完美的环境里面来学习赦免的事。
First of all, ourselves.
首先需要被赦免的是我们自己。
We have to realize we are forgiven.
我们一定要了解我们是被赦免的。
We don't have to be under a big cloud of guilt.
我们不需要在一个乌云就是一个负疚感的乌云下面生活。
Self-effacing, self-incriminating.
我们自己对自己来定罪。
We're saved.
因为我们已经得救了。
You're perfect in Christ today.
今天在基督里面我们已经是成为完全。
Why?
为什么?
Because the spirit of forgiveness has been foundationed in you.
因为这个赦免的灵因着这个根基我们已经得救了。
When God says, I forgive you, it's done. It's a covenant.
当主说赦免我们的时候这是一个约已经成就了。
Some of you will go to work tomorrow.
明天当我们去上班的时候。
And there are pressures on the work.
在
in the workplace.
工作里面一定会有压力。
Not all of you have the best working conditions.
不是我们每个人都有一个很好的工作环境。
Superintendents, first line management, bosses, unkind.
主管呢或者我们的老板呢这些人很可能都没有恩慈。
Can we go tomorrow with an attitude of, Father, forgive them?
明天当我们走进工作的地方有没有一个灵说父啊赦免他们。
And really mean it.
而且从我们的心里面真实的来做。
Brothers and sisters, it'll change our whole life.
弟兄姐妹们这要改变我们整个的生活。
We will see things through the eyes of Christ.
我们就会从主基督的眼里来看事情。
You see, when we are looking down, well, why did the boss do this? Why did that person do that? We've already elevated of ourselves to a place of superiority.
当我们这样来说，这个老板为什么这样，这个同事为什么这样的时候，已经把我们自己提得高到一个地步，我们是比他们更优越的。
Remember how we began today? Jesus came as a baby.
记得我们今天刚才提到的，主耶稣来是作为一个无助的婴儿。
He finished this life with a demonstration of a towel wrapped around him, bowing and washing the feet of his disciples that would deny him.
在他生命快要结束之前，他的形象是腰里面系着毛巾来为门徒洗脚的一个仆人的形象。
Forgiveness will completely wipe out murmuring and complaining.
赦免是会除灭所有的抱怨所有的疑问。
What a beautiful opportunity, parents, when your child comes home tomorrow night and says something about the teacher or about some bully, about something that was very unfair at school.
那当你的孩子回到家里来的时候 他们可能会抱怨学校里面的老师或者其他同学对他们的不公平的对待。
And you sit down with that child and you say, God has forgiven them.
那你能不能对孩子说，神已经赦免了对方？
When Jesus died on the cross, he said, Father, forgive that bully, that person.
那你能不能跟他说，说神已经赦免了那个这样来欺负你的孩子？
Number two, we need to forgive that person.
那第二，我们要赦免对方这个人。
And number three, let's bow right now and pray for that student that's teasing you or taking part of your lunch.
然后第三步，我们一起来祷告，为这个欺负你的孩子祷告，虽然他把你的午餐都抢走了。
Or that person who's looking at your paper and cheating. Let's pray for them.
或者那个用你的这个试卷来作弊的那个孩子。
Same thing with you students in school.
对于我们在学校里面做学生的人都一样。
All of us have to have the spirit of forgiveness that came from the cross in order to walk Monday.
我们都需要这个赦免的灵，就是在十字架上这个赦免的灵来面对明天。
Are we ready to forgive all?
我们是不是预备好来赦免所有的一切呢？
God puts us in an environment with people.
神是把我们摆在人的周围中间。
And some of them are impossible to forgive in ourselves.
其中有些人靠着自己我们不可能去赦免的。
Some of you sisters have had to forgive your husband hundreds and hundreds of times. Keep doing it.
有些姐妹们，您可能需要百次的来赦免您的丈夫，请您继续来赦免。
With a loving forgiveness.
是带着爱的一个赦免。
From the heart.
从你的心里面。
Because you have seen your own frailty.
因为你已经看到你自己的罪。
When we see our own sinful self.
当我们看到自己这个罪恶的本性。
When we're like Paul in Ephesians 3:8, I am less than the least of sinners. Of all believers.
就像保罗在以弗所书三章八节说，我是罪人中的罪魁。
That becomes the foundation for forgiving one another.
这就是我们可以彼此赦免的根基。
Let's just ask the Lord to forgive us.
让我们一起来祈求神来赦免我们。
And to make us forgiving people.
而且让我们成为可以赦免的人。
Let me rephrase that.
让我再一次讲。
Let's thank the Lord for forgiving us.
我们先来感谢神赦免了我们。
Thank the Lord for giving us His Spirit.
感谢主把他的灵赐给我们。
So that now by His Spirit we can forgive one another.
所以现在借着他的灵，我们可以彼此赦免。
Father, we confess we are not a loving, forgiving people by nature.
父啊，我们在您面前要承认，靠着本性，我们不是可以赦免的人。
When we consider the spirit of your forgiveness from the cross, we recognize how shallow we are.
在我们认识到您在十字架上的赦免灵的时候，我们知道自己有多肤浅。
But we thank you that when you said, I will build my church, the first thing you did was to pour out a spirit of forgiveness upon us.
我们也认识到，当您说我要建造我的教会在磐石上面的时候，那个时候就是您浇灌您赦免的灵在我们中间的时候。
First forgiving us so that we now can forgive one another.
因为您先赦免了我们，所以我们可以彼此赦免。
Make that forgiveness real in our hearts.
让这个赦免成为我们心里真实的情形。
May we walk out tomorrow forgiving everyone we come in contact with.
让我们明天可以对每一个相遇的人都可以赦免。
Whispering quietly to you as we go tomorrow, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
我们可以时时的真是用轻声向您来祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Thus building your church.
因此您可以建造您的教会。
Thus representing you on this earth.
因此我们可以在这个世上来代表你。
Forgiving one another just as you forgive us.
我们可以彼此赦免，就像您赦免了我们。
We pray this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus.
如此祷告是奉主 可称颂的名。
阿门。
阿门。